Now, you've had over a dozen surgeries. Can you tell me a little bit about the process over time and the different procedures that you've had done?
So they started out with the ankle procedure, and then after that, we did a limb lengthening, which was, other than the ankle, one of the most, you know, crucial surgeries was to be able to lengthen my limbs so that they wouldn't have to amputate, and so I could walk without a lift on my shoe, which is how I walked for a lot of my childhood, you know, ranging from a couple inches. I think it went up to like 5 inches, the lift, so that my legs would be the same length. But they started off with the limb lengthening, and that was on both the femur and the tibia, and they did that using the Elizaroff. And that is a technique that was developed, I believe, in Russia and brought over by my doctor, Dr. Paley. And it was only brought here a couple years before I was born. So I was very fortunate that they had developed this technique in time for me to use. And basically, it's an external device that's kind of like bicycle spokes. It's like a metal around your leg in a circle, multiple rings around your leg, and then pins that go in from the ring inside into your bone. And the way it works is they break your bone, they break both your femur and your tibia, and then they slowly turn the pins every day, and it lengthens your, it pulls your bone apart, and then the new bone forms in between. And they were hoping to get, I think, about 5 inches for that, the first surgery, and they only got 3.5. It's a pretty difficult procedure, and it was hard, especially at the time, for them to predict how successful it would be. And, you know, as you can imagine, pulling your bone apart is painful and long and requires a lot of physical therapy. And unfortunately, given the instability of my other joints in that leg, it was impossible for them to get the 5 inches. But they did that surgery, and then we had a couple complications with that one where they had to take it. They took it off too early, and then I fell when I was like 3 years old off of a table and ended up breaking my leg again, and they had to put it back on. So that helped contribute to the surgery count. But after that, we did a hip surgery and a knee surgery just because they weren't formed very, they weren't formed normally and they were unstable. So they helped stabilize my hip and my knee. And then they did another limb lengthening on, again, the femur and the tibia. And that was, again, with the Elizaroff procedure. And they got another roughly 3.5 inches from that as well. That was about when I was 8. And then for each of these limb lengthenings, it requires 2 surgeries, one to put the device on and then one to take it off. And then after they take it off, you have to be in a cast, a full cast, in order for the bone to set. So then after those surgeries, which I had another complication with the second limb lengthening, which was that I fell down the stairs and broke my leg, and they had to put in a permanent rod in my leg in order to straighten the bone. And then after that, I needed another limb lengthening because my legs are still different. And at this point, I had stopped growing. It was in high school. I was about 15. And my legs had stopped growing, so they wanted to get the rest of the, you know, difference fixed. So instead of doing the Elizaroff, they gave me an option of doing an internal rod, which was much more appealing to me because being in high school, I didn't want to have anything so cumbersome and obvious, and it would be a lot harder to go to school with the Elizaroff on and to be able to do all the things I wanted to do. So the internal rod is just a rod they place in your bone, and I think there's a bunch of different variations now, but we use the ISKD, and that works as in the same way they break your bone, and then they actually have a magnet inside the rod that you can measure with an external device, and you track how much the magnet is rotating, and that tells you how far the bone is pulling apart. And that just happens through physical therapy that the bone, the magnet rotates and the bone pulls apart and then new bone forms in between. And then total with all of those surgeries, I got 9.5 inches in length. Unfortunately, it wasn't the full amount, which I needed, which was 11. They had to stop the ISKD lengthening early because my knee, even after having surgery, was still unstable and it couldn't handle any more lengthening. It had already reduced the ability to bend it, and I can only bend it about 90 degrees now, so they didn't want to risk any more. So we ended up stopping that, and then in college, my sophomore year, they shortened my right leg. They shortened my right femur bone about 1.5 inches. So that gave me the rest of the difference that they needed. So now they had lengthened my left leg 9.5 inches and shortened 1.5 inches for a total of 11 inches.